So there currently are three phase three trials, which are ongoing, looking at each one of the newer generation FLT3 inhibitors, quizartinib, crenolinib, and gilteritinib, and comparing the addition of each of those more potent FLT3 inhibitors in combination with 7+3 as compared to 7+3 alone or 7+3 plus midostaurin, which is now the new standard. Initial results in the phase two setting have suggested that, for example, the addition of crenolinib to 7+3 or gilteritinib to 7+3 now, in contrast to midostaurin, actually increases the CR rate. When you looked at the midostaurin plus 7+3 did not improve the CR rate, but improved the overall survival rate. We're now seeing with the newer drugs, CR rates of 80-90%, which are about 20% higher than the 59% we saw with midostaurin, which was the same as standard of care. So whether that 20 or 30% improvement in CR results in overall survival benefit, we're optimistic, but we're going to need to wait for those phase threes to result.
Any projections on when we will see some results?
I think those trials are accruing now, so I would imagine probably in a couple years. Some of the early phase one, phase two data has already come out with crenolinib, for example, +7, +3. In about 27 months, they report an overall survival about 70%. So we're going to need to wait and see. I mean, those were only a handful of patients. I would say about 2 or 3 years, we're going to get a sense. I think that people are already eager to move that to the upfront setting. In addition, as you mentioned, you know, upfront setting, is there a benefit for that? We like to bring drugs into the upfront setting. If we can get more people into complete remission, maybe more people could go to transplant. And we think that transplant is something that we're routinely offering these FLT3 mutant patients to prevent them from relapsing.
You see FLT3 in MDS?
Rarely. Because FLT3 is, as you mentioned, a driver mutation, it is associated with excess proliferation. MDS is really characterized by lack of proliferation. It's the opposite. It's a bone marrow failure syndrome. Patients don't present with high counts. They present with no counts. So we do see it. We do look for it, but it tends to be a rare entity. What we find more often in myelodysplastic syndrome is really some of the other mutations, IDH1 and IDH2.
Right.